Now, from the form of the sutra, let us pass to the content. As I've already said, the two, form and content, are not really different. The form of the sutra says dramatically what the content of the sutra says didactically. The form, the literary form of the sutra, speaks in terms of images. It addresses the unconscious. The content of the sutra uses concepts. It addresses the conscious mind. But both deliver, in their respective media, the same message. Now, the content of the sutra, the conceptual content of the sutra, consists mainly in six great statements made by Avalokiteshvara to Sariputra. And these six great statements, we may say, are like six great thunderclaps which shatter all Sariputra's prejudices, which destroy the lower wisdom, and which reveal the higher wisdom. So what does Avalokiteshvara say to Sariputra in this dialogue, in this drama, as it were, of the spiritual life? First of all, Avalokiteshvara says, and these are not the exact words of the sutra always, first of all he says, the five skandhas are empty. The five skandhas are empty. Now, a word of explanation is required here. The skandhas in Buddhism, the five groups or the five aggregates, are first of all form, material form, feelings, pleasant, painful and neutral, perceptions, impulses and consciousness. And according to the general Buddhist teaching, accepted by all schools, these five groups, these five aggregates, which make up the entire phenomena of existence, these are empty of any such entity as a soul or a self. In other words, whether one is dealing with things or whether one is dealing with persons, according to this Buddhist teaching, one can discuss them completely, exhaustively, in terms of form, feelings, perceptions, impulses and consciousness. It isn't necessary to bring in any separate, independent category as a self or soul. What we speak of as, or what we call the self, according to this teaching, is not anything independent of the skandhas, not anything independent of form, feelings, perceptions, impulses and consciousness, but only a sort of label for the skandhas themselves, for these five groups themselves, in their collective aspect. Now, this statement represents common ground between Sariputra and Avalokiteshvara, or in other words, between the Hinayana and the Mahayana, that the five skandhas are empty, that the whole phenomena of existence can be reduced to form, feelings, perceptions, impulses and consciousness, and there's nothing beyond that, no self, no soul. So they both start from this point, both Sariputra and Avalokiteshvara, both Hinayana and Mahayana, that the five skandhas exhaust the whole of existence. So Avalokiteshvara then makes his second great statement. He says, all dharmas are empty. He started off by saying that the five skandhas are empty, empty of a self, empty of a soul. But now he says, all dharmas are empty. He goes a bit further. And here we begin to get into deep water. And if we're not very careful, some of us will drown.